Tosca, retold by Sally Gardner, read by Amelia Fox. I am falling. I will fall for all eternity. Only one man can save me. My love. My destiny. My end. In my wingless flight, I see the truth of my days spread out before me. The passion that burns at my very core is cooled on the breeze, filled with the scent of wild thyme. I am the dying nightingale, whose song is more powerful than that of other birds, for it has no tomorrows in its wings. Life taught me how to sing. Passion taught me how to kill. Love taught me how to fall. Here I am, suspended between heaven and earth. There is a half-finished painting, a portrait of the Madonna, in the church of San Andrea della Valle. The artist is my lover. I often meet him there. Today, the church doors are locked. I hear a soft voice, the rustling of fabric. Is he unfaithful to his Tosca? Mario? Mario? Mario is his name. Such a brave, noble man. Never before have I loved anyone with such intensity. I know he loves me. Still, I fear losing him. It makes no sense. Tell me, is all love madness? He opens the door, and his gentle voice cools the fire of my jealousy. Once again, I am happy, for tonight we can be together in our little house, our hidden secret. I think of what the full moon will bring in the quiet of the country, with stars for our covering. How I wish he had trusted his Tosca with the truth. Alas, the passion in me that he loves makes him fearful to confide in me. Born on the cooling wind of my fall, I realize it was revolution, not art, that ran hot-blooded through his veins. I care little for such things. Wars are but brutal prison bars on men's freedom. As I leave, I see the painting. I am ebony-haired with dark, fiery eyes, while this is of a golden angel. I know her. It is the Marchesa, and I can tell she's in love with him. The flame that was quiet in me once more ignites. Desperately, he asks me, why am I so jealous? I was born with a restless spirit, possessed by passionate storms. Only Mario understands me. It is his sweet voice that once more soothes the tempest of my soul. Forgive me, I say. But still, as I leave, I ask him to make the eyes darker. It is chaos at the theatre. The rumour is that Napoleon has lost the battle. I have no choice. The caged bird will sing well into the early hours for the royal celebration. There is no time to lose. I must tell Mario. I hear a cannon fire. A prisoner has escaped the fortress, but I think nothing of it, longing to feel Mario's arms around me, to hear the promise of the night in his voice. But when I arrive at the church, he has vanished. His painting of the blue-eyed Madonna mocks me. I cry to Mother Mary, all my fears return to haunt me. I see him wrapped in the arms of a golden angel. Oh, sweet heavens, don't let my love be unfaithful to me. How can I live without his caress? Little do I know that from behind a pillar, Scarpia, the chief of police, is listening. Tosca, angel, he says, and kisses my hand. Why are you so sad? I am revolted by this agent of death. He shows me a fan. He says it was found by the canvas. Someone, he jests, must have startled the naughty lovebird, for as she flew away, she lost a feather. The crest on the fan is that of the Marchese's family. I can hardly see. I am blinded. Scarpia knows how to turn my grief into the steel of vengeance. Oh, Madonna, forgive me. I do not see the web he is spinning. All I can think of is that my lover has betrayed me, and I am certain I know where to find them. At our house. My whole spirit is crushed. All is despair. Why don't I have the wit to see what Scarpia is doing, feeding me poison? Alas, all rational thought has fallen from me. I am lost the moment I see the fan. Only now, with the last beat of my heart, with a vision not given to the living, do I see that in the church Scarpia isn't alone. Spalletta is hiding, listening to all that is being said. It is he who follows me to the house, where at last I find my Mario, alone, innocent. In his arms, with his kisses, he tells me his secret. My brave lover is protecting his friend Angelotti, who has escaped from prison. Too late do I see that his sister, the Marchesa, goes daily to the church to pray. Her devotion is to her brother, for whom she hides food and women's clothes so that he might make his escape. Mario tells me Angelotti is hidden in the well in the garden. I swear I will not tell a soul. Promise? I promise. It is late when the recital is over, but afterwards I am ordered to go to Scarpia's apartment. I cannot refuse. My wings are clipped. I am but a bird who sings at the bidding of others. To my horror, I find Mario there. He has been arrested, and I feel the pull of mortality. Quietly, he warns me. Not a word. Scarpia, the fiend, has him dragged away. Now, Scarpia says to me, we'll talk like friends. I know you're hiding something from me. This scorpion is dancing with me. Then I hear the most terrible sound. They are torturing Mario. You can save him, says Scarpia. Tell me where the prisoner is hidden. I know nothing, I say, and I will kill you if you hurt Mario. You can stop it, says Scarpia. If you tell me where Angelotti is. Mario's cries are tearing at my very flesh. I fall on my knees and appeal with all my being that he might be spared. But Scarpia has ice at the heart of him. The torture begins again. Oh, Madonna, forgive me. My heart is bleeding. He trusted me. He trusted me. And yet, I cannot let him die. I say, in the well, in the garden. The torture stops. My love, broken, is brought to me. You didn't tell him, he asks me. Did you, my beloved? Oh, says Scarpia with relish. But she did. Mario pushes me away. He despises me for betraying his friend. I want to ask him, what else could I do? but an officer rushes in and tells Scarpia Napoleon has won the day. Mario, through his suffering, shouts out loudly, caring little who hears him, "Liberty! Liberty! We are victorious!" I implore him to stop. Oh, how I hate wars, politics, and all the engines that destroy men's lives and leave the women broken by grief. Scarpia orders him to be taken away. "You are dead," he says to Mario. And then he sits down to eat as if nothing has happened and asks me to join him. As he pours me a glass of wine, he declares he loves me. What does this monster understand of love? "What is your price?" I ask, knowing what it will be, that I must give myself to him. In return, he will free Mario. I run from his embrace. "I would rather kill myself," I tell him. He takes me to the window and shows me the gallows. In an hour, Mario will be dead. I hear distant drums. The door opens and Spalletta tells Scarpia that Angelotti took his own life.
"What should we do with the other one?" he asks.
I know he means Mario.
"Wait," Scarpia turns to me. "Do we have a bargain, Tosca?"
Weeping, I say, "Yes, if you set him free." I should have known not to trust this devil. He says he can't be seen to release a prisoner. He swears the firing squad will use blanks, and when they have gone, Mario will have his liberty. Spalletta awaits instructions from his master.
"I have changed my mind. The prisoner will not hang. He is to be shot, just as the Count was." "I understand," says Spalletta.
Did I see a grin cross his crooked face? Did I? Why do I believe the man with the quicksilver tongue? I make him give us passports so we can leave the country this night. He goes to his desk to sign the papers, and as he does so, a plan of sorts comes to me. I think of all the lives this man has ruined, the tyranny of his power over life and death. Never before have I hurt anyone. I pick up a knife from the table. He comes towards me.
"Now, at last you are mine," he says.
"Here, then, is my kiss," I reply as I plunge the knife into him. Without compassion, I watch him die. I take the passports from his stiffening hand. I lay out his body and place the candles of remorse by his head, then say aloud, "Is this the man before whom all Rome trembled?" Sensing our freedom is close, I rush to the prison. I find Mario on the battlements awaiting execution. He embraces me. "Oh, my love, forgive me. Nothing else matters. We will be together." I tell him I have the letters of safe conduct. My heart is filled with joy. Tomorrow will be ours. To live, to love, to sing. "I have killed Scarpia," I tell him. "All will be well. We will have our freedom." What a fool I am. Does my love know Scarpia can never be trusted? He kisses me, the sweetest, the tenderest of kisses. I tell Mario how to act dead until the firing squad has gone so we can make our escape. He stands there so fearlessly before the guns, and I am thinking him soon to be in my arms. They fire, and leave him crumpled on the ground. He is a very good actor indeed, and plays his part well. He is deathly quiet. I say, "Get up, quick, we must be gone." Oh, no. What have they done to him? Why doesn't he rise? Why is he so pale, so still? They have murdered him. Oh, my love! Mario! 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 Why have you left your Tosca? Now there is nothing to live for. Spalletta and his soldiers are coming to arrest me. They have found Scarpia's body. I don't care. They will not catch me. I climb up on the battlements. Rome is spread out before me, a blood-red dawn breaking. Love and music is all I have ever lived for. In my wingless flight, I throw myself on the mercy of the wind. I am falling. I will fall for all eternity.